Chapter 4. Why Fear Death? It is the most beautiful adventure in life. Charles Frohman. Tana's secret, the secret she never told anyone, was that she had a recurring dream. Sometimes months passed without her having it. Sometimes she had it night after night for a week. In the dream, she and her mother were together, undead, dressed in billowy white gowns with ruffles at their collars and at the hems of their skirts. They ran through the night together in a darkling fairy tale of blood and forests and snow, of girls with raven's wing hair and rose-red lips and sharp teeth as white as milk. The way they became infected was slightly different each time, but usually it went like this. Tana was the one who went cold first. The details of that part were always elided. The hows and whos of the attack never asked or answered. The dream usually began with her father dragging her to the basement door and telling her he would never let her out again. Never, ever, ever. Tana might howl and weep and plead in an orgy of grief. She might shower him with tears, but his heart was hard as stone. Eventually, he got tired of her weeping and pushed her down the stairs. She hit her head against the wood slats and grabbed for the railing to break her fall. But although her nails scrabbled at it, she couldn't catch hold. She wound up at the bottom with her breath knocked out of her. There she sat, on the cold floor of the basement, as spiders crept over her hands and beetles clacked, as mice padded from the shadows to squeak and steal strands of her hair for their nests, as she listened to her mother argue for her release and her sister cry. But every time her mother called her father cruel, he put another lock on the door, until there were 30 brass locks with 30 brass keys. Day after day, he had to open each lock to leave Tana a bowl of water and a bowl of porridge on the very top step. Then he had to lock her up all over again. Finally, Tana learned the music of the locks and crept up the stairs just as the keys began to turn. There she waited for him. He had been careful, but not careful enough. When the door opened, she sprang up and bit him. They would tumble down the stairs together in a blur. And when she woke...